Walk in the snow. They traveled through the forest, slipping and stumbling along the snow-covered road. Amelie was wincing and gasping in pain at every step. Ben knew they would have to stop soon. She had to rest. He was amazed she'd been able to continue as long as she had. 2 bells after they left the scene of the fight, he saw a tall rock jutting out of the forest floor. It leaned over slightly, and underneath the overhang, the ground looked relatively clear. He steered Amelie to it. She followed, uncomplaining. After sitting her down, he scrambled about, pulling out a water skin for her and looking for dry wood.
"I don't think I can do the heat transfer," she said with a groan.
"I know, I know. I'll get it figured out." He found some dry sticks at the base of the rock and arranged them into a neat pile. He stacked damp wood around them, hoping it would cook out the moisture before he needed to stick them into the fire. Luckily, they'd bought flint and steel back in the town, and he was able to get a small fire going in short order. He put water on to boil and pulled out hard biscuits and salted pork. "I'm guessing you don't want to wait for me to cook a proper meal?" he asked. She nodded curtly. When the water got warm, he dunked a cloth into it and dabbed at the blood on Amelie's face. The hilt of the woman's swords had battered her, but the injuries appeared superficial.
"Am I still going to be pretty?"
Amelie attempted some humor, but winced as he pressed the cloth against one of the cuts. "You'll always be pretty," he said with a smile. He earned a doubtful snort in return. "Seriously, I think you will heal," he offered. "You're going to be black and blue for a week or two, but I don't think you need stitches. Under the blood, it doesn't look that bad."
"It feels bad," she moaned.
"I'm more worried about your shoulder," Ben replied. "We need to find a place you can rest for a few days. Your collarbone is cracked. If you try to hike like that, it won't heal properly."
"I agree,"
she acknowledged through gritted teeth.
"Meredith had a similar injury from falling off her horse when we were girls. She had the best physic in Issen treating her and still didn't leave her room for a week. We're out in the middle of nowhere, though, and we can't go back to that town."
Ben kept wiping blood off his friend's face. He knew they had to stop, but she was right. Where? The next morning came early. The bitter cold of the northern winter seeped under their heavy cloaks, and the fire had died down to the point it did nothing to fight back the chill. Amelie's shoulder had swollen during their few bells of fitful rest, and she could barely lift her arm. Ben sliced up a spare shirt and tied it into a sloppy makeshift sling. "It's not perfect," he muttered, "but we have to keep your arm and shoulder stable." She sat with unshed tears glistening in the corner of her eyes. Amelie was tough, but hiking through the snow with a broken bone wasn't going to work. "We'll stop at the next town," declared Ben. She nodded silently. Ben made a hasty porridge for them and cleaned up the dishes after they ate. He helped Amelie to her feet, trying to avoid putting any strain on her shoulder. She had split lips, a swollen eye, and cuts on her cheekbone and forehead. Underneath the injuries, a hard determination shone through. She'd been battered and knocked down. Her face was nearly bashed in, but the huntress hadn't damaged the thing that made her strong. Amelie had the will to carry on until they reached the end of their journey. He met her eyes and smiled.
"What?"
she mumbled through puffy, swollen lips. "I was just thinking how lucky I am to have you with me on this."
"You think you're lucky to have me?" she asked skeptically. "Since we met in Farview, you've always been the one helping me. Fighting Rishram, bringing me out of the sanctuary, knocking that bitch off me yesterday before she cracked my skull. Ben, you saved my life again."
"I guess you're right," he agreed impishly. "Now that you mention it, I think you owe me. If I remember correctly, after that fight with Rishram, I got a kiss." Amelie chortled, then groaned, raising her hand to her shoulder.
"We'll see about that. For now, you're still on the job. Find us somewhere warm and dry."
They shuffled along the road at a snail's pace. Amelie slid one foot in front of the other, trying to walk smoothly and avoid jolts to her shoulder. She was holding it tightly now. Ben could tell.